For Madonna, it's one of history's great romances that's never been told properly from Wallace Simpson's point of view.
I wanted to understand what it was about her, what she possessed, what special qualities she had that would make a man give up the most powerful position in the world. I was trying to understand the essence of their relationship, and is there any such thing as the greatest romance?
It's Wallace Simpson as romantic heroine.
Let's stop all this talk about marriage. It frightens me, and I can't see any good coming of it.
Why?
Your family will never stand for it. The Prime Minister won't stand for it.
Then I'll give up the throne.
And I will be the most despised woman in the world.
I just couldn't believe that any one woman could be all the awful things that Wallace was accused of being.
And there's another rewrite of history about that woman in this new book by Anne Seba.
Nazi whore, prostitute, spy, maybe some, not all, wasn't possible.
The reaction to the Simpson affair, this theory goes, was just an excuse to swap Edward for his more user-friendly brother, who became George VI, now considered to have been a very successful wartime king.
One of the currently held views is that, distasteful though she was seen to be at the time, that in fact she, at a very critical time in history, saved Britain from having the wrong king by creating the necessity for him to abdicate.